ACB Radio Mainstream. I'm Dave Williams. We're at the Dolphin Stand at CyberLidge 2004, and I'm joined by James Bowden. How are you doing, James? Hi.
Very well.
Now, you work for Dolphin. Now, usually, when we come around and do these things, we usually get the, you know, all the patter from the sales guys. You're not in sales. Tell people what you do.
I'm in the development department, and I work primarily on the speech synthesis.
Right.
So that's the Orpheus speech synthesizer, programming that and dealing with the voices and so on.
So that's Dolphin's own speech synthesizer, isn't it?
Yeah. The Orpheus speech synthesis.
Right, because obviously people in the States who are using perhaps other products are probably more familiar with Eloquence and DeckTalk,
yes.
And of course,
yes.
You know, they can use those synthesizers with Dolphin screen readers.
Yes, through the SAM to SAPI interface.
Right, okay. But let's talk about Orpheus first of all.
Now, okay.
Orpheus now is in a new incarnation, is that right?
That's right. Orpheus version 2.01 has been released.
Right.
And there are several new features there,
okay.
Including an exceptions editor.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a pronunciation which is wrong, you can go and change that yourself.
Right.
We have SAPI 4 support and SAPI 5 support,
mm-hmm.
Which means other screen readers can use our synthesizer as well.
Right.
We have direct sound support as well as Windows sound support.
Uh-huh.
You can choose which sound card you want to use if you have more than one sound card.
Now that is something that I'm particularly interested in. Obviously working in audio, it's
yes.
Nice to be able to select
yes.
On the fly which speech synthesizer you've got, because you've got to go and change it in the Windows control
that's
panel
right.
And restart the screen reader.
That's right. We've got all that covered.
So that's
and it
good.
Now comes with about 19 languages.
Wow.
Can you tell us a little bit about the development of these languages? Do you get outside help to develop these? Or obviously no one that
we
I know can speak 19 languages.
No. Well, there's all sorts of things. I mean, we're still in the process, believe it or not, of converting some of the languages from the old Apollo. That's
right.
About 40 languages. So we can get a basis for a language, if you like,
okay.
From the old Apollo data in a lot of cases.
Right. The
then,
Apollo, just so that the people are aware, that's Dolphin's hardware
that's
synthesizer.
That's right. That's a hardware synthesizer, which we used to manufacture during the 90s.
Right. And that's been discontinued now? Or?
You can still buy them, but we're not developing them.
Right. Okay. So they're still available for those
yes.
That are fond of them. But
yes.
And then they...
But I would say the Orpheus, the software version, in many respects, is vastly superior.
Right.
The technology has moved on and so on.
Well, let's talk about that then, because you do the actual coding then, I guess.
I do some of the coding with my colleague John Rye.
Okay, and what language are you using?
C++ primarily.
And how do you find that as an environment to develop in as a blind person?
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
And what kind of tools do you use?
We use Microsoft Visual Studio.
Uh-huh.
We've got version 6, I think, in the office.
Right.
And that works extremely well with Supernova, our screen reader.
Excellent. So you're using Dolphin's own software to develop the software. So.
That's right. I use Supernova, and I've used speech and the Braille display.
Right. Okay. So can we get a quick burst of Orpheus too, so people can get a sense of
yes,
what it sounds
certainly
like?
Certainly, you can.
Okay.
This is our standard sound of voice,
okay.
Which you're probably familiar with from the old Orpheus 1 days and even yep. The Apollo days.
Right.
I'm going to go into the Supernova control panel.
Okay.
Supernova control panel. Visual velocity sheets. Magnification. Selecting set velocity speeds. 253.
There you
pretty
go.
Fast.
And that's one of the things I think that is one of Orpheus's real strengths is that, you know, while it might not be the smoothest voice to listen to, certainly at high speeds it performs exceptionally well.
Very intelligible.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we're proud of at Dolphin, that you can wind these voices up to an incredibly fast speaking rate and still understand it.
Right.
And I know people who use these things over speed 400 or speed 500 even,
uh-huh.
And they say, yeah, it works fine.
So that's the standard Orpheus voice that people who've used Orpheus will be familiar with.
Indeed.
Okay.
Now, we also have a completely brand new control panel in Orpheus.
Right.
I'm going to go into that through the Supernova control panel.
Okay.
I'm going to configure menu. Whoa, let's slow that down.
Speed 134.
Yeah, people understand that speed. I'm in the configuration menu, and I'm going to the synthesizer option.
Synthesizer configuration. Select synthesizer button. Dolphin Orpheus feature 2.02.
and the
configure.
Now I've got two Orpheus's, two Orphei loaded on this computer, the release 201 and the beta 202, which we're working on.
Okay.
And same sound of the basic voice, but we've got extra voices on the 202.
Right.
Select Orpheus version configuration. Select the Orpheus version in the list below and press OK. Orpheus configuration, general plot.
So we've got five property sheets here. I won't go through all the details, that would really bore everybody. The most interesting one for us at the moment is the voice property sheet.
Voice property sheet. Language, UK English version 2.0200.
And here we can see all the voices we have available.
Voice name, Alan Lee Scott.
Alan. He's a new one.
Harold.
Harold's a new one.
Frank.
Frank's one I made up earlier just for fun.
Nick.
Nick's another one which I made up for even more fun.
Synthetic Andy.
Synthetic Andy.
Synthetic Dave.
Which are the standard ones.
Yes. I quite like the fact that the default voice is called Dave.
You would.
So let's hear one of the new generation voices.
Okay.
Then.
Let's come out of here and go to Supernova so it will use the voice rather than just go and play with it.
Okay.
I'm going to go to speech menu.
Speech menu.
Language, voice and language.
Voice and language configuration. Screen reader. Language. UK English list box.
Okay. I have a list box of all the different languages.
Okay.
UK English that'll do for the moment. We'll show you American in a while too.
Sure.
Do we have a male voice or a female voice?
Now let's have a female voice.
Carol.
Carol. Editorial voice.
I'll change all the voices to Carol.
Okay.
I'll do that quickly.
Because you can.
I'm doing it quickly.
Yep.
I'm going to hit OK.
Yep.
Supernova control panel, visual property sheet, color changer on selected checkbox, tracking button.
Sounds like she's had a bit of a late night last night, I think.
As I say, we're still working on these voices.
Let's hear a little bit more of Carol.
Additional button, help button, tab control, visual selected page.
OK.
That's very clear, though, isn't it? Very clear.
It's
I mean,
very
obviously,
clear,
obviously
yes.
It's different, but very crisp, I think.
It's very crisp, yes.
These voices are made up of human samples.
Indeed they are. Yes,
right.
We went to a recording studio and got people to read a script and then mm-hmm. we chop it into thousands and thousands of tiny pieces and the computer stitches it back together again.
Okay.
That's people might be generally a little bit worried about some of these voices can be quite sluggish. I'm thinking of RealSpeak and
yes.
other
okay.
concatenative voices.
Do you want
like
to
that?
Go into Microsoft Word and I'll type some things and you'll see how fast it goes?
That'll be great, yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm going to hit the Windows key and I'm going to go down three to Microsoft Word.
Microsoft Word.
Hit enter.
Document one, page one.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to type a few words. Is that fast enough for you?
That's very responsive, isn't it?
It is.
Very responsive.
I'll read it back.
I will lift up my eyes to spell out that normal kills common word spell error because all of my health come from.
Did you hear the spell errors there? I can't type. Let's go and fix them.
So that's another, I mean, that's not really a synthesizer issue, but just so that people are aware now that in Supernova 6 now that spelling errors are getting picked up.
Indeed they are.
In the body of the text.
If you like the visual aspect, this little red wavy line that appears under the words.
Right.
Red for spelling and green for grammar.
Right.
And Supernova can identify those and announce them.
That's great.
Okay, let me read the line now. I'll fix those spell errors.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills common. Where does my help come from?
Okay.
Okay. So that's obviously Carol, and then
that's
there are a couple of others.
Yeah. Should we say an American female voice?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's try an American one to show we do multi language.
Speak voice U.S. English.
U.S. English
voice.
Lucy
List. Great U.S. English. Supernova control panel. Tab control. Visual selected page.
Listen to that phrase again. Word.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Comment. Where does my help come from?
Okay. And do we have a male American?
We certainly
voice?
Do.
Okay.
Super rad.
Visual property sheet and select speak voice and language configuration. Brad. Brad.
I'll change all the different voices to the same one.
Let's just.
Supernova control panel, visual property sheet, color changer unselected checkbox.
Very American.
Let's just so that people know, because when you go in, there are several voices. Can you explain the reason why you're changing more than one voice?
Of
you're not
course.
Simply changing
yes, okay.
it.
Well, I'll go into that dialogue again.
Yes.
And I'll go through it more thoroughly.
Okay.
We have two languages, if you like.
Okay.
Things that the screen reader reads itself, that's the screen reader language. And we have the screen language, which is the language of the text on the screen.
So, for example, it doesn't actually say on the screen, checkbox.
That's right.
Things like
that's
that.
Exactly
just,
right.
There's a
little circle.
Little circle, yeah.
That's right. So the little circle is announced by the screen reader,
uh-huh.
but the text on the screen, like, I don't know, make backup copy.
Yes.
Which could be in German, for example.
Yes.
That's on the screen. That's screen text.
Okay.
Okay. Now, within screen text, there are several different categories of things we can change.
Uh-huh.
So there's text in an edit area where you're typing.
Right.
There's prompts like dialogue boxes, the checkboxes like make backup copy, as I said. Mm-hmm. That's a prompt on the screen.
Uh-huh.
There are menus.
Yes.
Like file, edit, view, and so on. And there are even things like when you're in the virtual focus, the review mode.
So there are different voices for all these.
That's
different
right.
aspects.
And when you document reading, you can do that as well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Is there anything we haven't touched on in relation to Orpheus? I guess one of the questions a lot of people want to know is that obviously Orpheus is designed to work with Dolphin products. Will
Indeed.
Users of other screen access software be able to use Orpheus? Do
yes,
you think
of course they can.
The
yes, they can. No, they can do it now.
Right.
There is a SAPI interface with Orpheus now supplied.
Right.
And so you can run Orpheus as a standard SAPI 4 or SAPI 5 synthesizer.
There we go. And if somebody wanted to get just Orpheus, is there a price available for that?
Now that I don't know.
Yeah,
because
I appreciate you're
development.
Not sales. You're
yeah.
not sales. Yeah. Okay. Well, folks should contact Dolphin Access
yes.
For that information.
Yes.
Excellent, James. Was there anything else you wanted to ask Martin?
Yeah, there's one question I've got. It's about Orpheus, really, and about platform.
Right.
Does it just work on Windows, or are there maybe plans to make it work on future or upcoming platforms?
There are. I understand there is an SDK available for Windows CE.
Right.
Okay, and I guess this is...
that is more targeted at developers at the moment.
So you'll
right.
be that kind of maybe mobile phone market.
We'll see. We shall see.
Time will tell. Well, James, thank you very much for your time. We very much appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
And it's a pleasure to have you on ACB Radio for
thank
the first
you.
Time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.